Detroit office is now part of ours.
Right.
This is an interview with Lux Feininger in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Robert Brown, the interviewer. It's May 19, 1987. Perhaps we could begin just by your, what are some of your early memories? Talk a bit about your family, circumstances of your birth or your early years.
Right. The first real complete memory I have of my youth is the outbreak of World War I. I was 4 years old, not quite, and I remember it very well, and have begun my autobiography, which is not yet nearly ready to be published, with that event, because I judge, and so do many other people, that life in the west of this globe changed forever with that event.
What do you remember? Where were you at that time?
The family was at that time for the summer in Weimar, although living in a suburb of Berlin, where I was born, Zehlendorf. And as a result of the outbreak of the war, I had to leave in a considerable hurry. I was crowding back in a train. Everybody else was leaving because this news hit Germany like a thunderclap. And I remember the crowds particularly well, and the troop trains thundering through the little railroad station without ever stopping. And finally, a passenger train came after hours, and we went back home. Then I don't remember too much.
You were quite young then.
I was less than four. It was really nailed on my memory.
Why do you suppose family would try to rush home?
They had to. They would be cut off. Cut off from the base, so to speak. It was getting progressively harder to get transportation. There were no cars in those years. It was all railroads. And the railroads were transporting troops to two fronts. And I remember those beastly trains rushing both east and west through the Weimar railroad station, loaded with people, everybody cheering, horses, guns. Very vivid memory. At that time, I wasn't old enough to hate the war. That came later. It was a fabulous spectacle, but it hit home very soon afterwards. We had a quite lovely young woman, not a maid really, who was in charge of the children. I was one of three. And I just spent a few days at her home, which was nearby town, in Eisleben, and there was a young man, her brother, who was extremely kind to me, a little fellow that was for the first time away from home with this lovely girl, Annie. And very shortly after we got back to Zehlendorf, Annie appeared all in black, absolutely destroyed by grief. Her brother was already killed. The same guy that had given me a bath a few weeks earlier in a tub on the floor of the kitchen, dead. That I can't forget. I mean, it's a mini memory, but it stayed with me. Now, my father became an enemy alien in early 1917. We were well known in that little town. It was a very sleepy little suburb. It's now part of Greater Berlin, but was then absolutely rustic. We used to troop through the streets with an American flag. That stopped in 1917. My brother was supposed to register with the police every day as an enemy alien, but being well known and liked, they mitigated that and made him report once a week. But he couldn't leave town without permission, even for a short trip. And he very rarely sought that permission, but he did get it, notably to go to the Harz Mountains with his family in 1918. That was a very memorable year in his life, because that's when he began his graphic production. Partly out of necessity, because paint materials were hard to come by, and you couldn't travel with them anyway. But the woodcut production, which began in 1918, has done as much as anything to make him the man he is in art history. Now, it's all in one short summer. We boys all caught the fever too, and we all made woodcuts, which he very obligingly